This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning and welcome to Cannon McMillan High School. Today, the WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIAL Boys AAA team, or Boys AAA Individual Wrestling Tournament, and the Girls PIAA West Regional Tournament. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock, and we've got a lot in front of us today. Our wrestling coverage today is brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. The Observer Reporter. Follow the regionals and state wrestling in print and online at observer-reporter.com and the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. We'll take a look at what we have in front of us today when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Back here at Cannon McMillan, we will be starting wrestling in about 5 minutes from right now. Greg, first time ever we will have girls wrestling here on WJPA. And just to try to give folks an idea, they are going to have four mats for boys, mats 1, 2, and 3, and I believe mat 5 in the auxiliary gym, or mat 7 in the auxiliary gym, and then mats 4, 5, and 8, with 8, which is in the auxiliary gym. 4, 5, and 6, rather, for the girls. So, there, in other words, there's going to be one mat for girls in the back, one mat for boys in the back. So we're going to do our best to follow it. And it's, it's first time ever. It's really, in essence, two separate tournaments that we're trying to cover here at the same time. So it's new for us. We're just going to kind of see how it goes as we go and try to give you the best presentation that we can.
Yeah, and try to really to call the action in front of us. Obviously, with a lot of action being able to pull up on, you know, on your phones and on your computers, you can find results pretty quickly. So may not try to focus as much on results as more as following the action that we're seeing on the mats so you can see what we're seeing.
And the schedule today, we are going to start with boys' second-round consolations and girls' quarterfinals here coming up at the top of the hour. Semifinals for both boys and girls will be at 12 noon. There will also be consolation action going on for both boys and girls at the same time. They're going to have the 7th, 4th-round consolations for boys and the 7th and 8th place bouts at 2 o'clock along with the girls' second-round consolations. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the championship and consolation finals all here in the main gym on 5 mats for both the boys and the girls. So it's going to be a fun day, and hope you enjoy it with us.
And also one quick note for on the girls' side, they have a couple of pigtail matches. It is single elimination in those pigtail matches. It goes to double eliminations in the round of 8 in the quarterfinals. So there are a few weight classes with those pigtails. So if you lose in that opening match, you do not have a second match to have. It's win in order to advance into double elimination. So I just want to make that note as well in case you hear somebody early on. And you're going to have that 30-minute rest rule. So there could be some skipping around, especially on the girls' side in the early going.
And for both boys and girls, the top four go to next week's state tournament at the Giant Center in Hershey. And they're going to wrestle that at the Giant Center next week, similarly to what we're doing here. There are going to be times where there will be boys and girls at the same time. So we'll start wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter. Your life delivered daily.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania Wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Attention to the 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, WJPA.com. Glad you're with us on the WJPA Sports Network for WPIAL AAA Individual Wrestling Action and Girls West Regional Action here from Canada McMillan. We are underway.
So they have 6 girls pigtail matches they just announced, so they are the first ones out. And then after that, they will go to 1, 2, 3, and 7 for the boys and 4, 5, 6 for the girls on the mats. So right now we have all girls action for the first 6 matches here in front of us.
So on mat 1, it's Jillian Mount of Hickory and Sophia Beener of Mount Lebanon. Mount of Hickory with the opening takedown.
Mat number 2, Haley White of Sharpsville. Takedown and a cradle locked in on Ava McCaffrey of Fox Chapel. looking for the fall. It's at 118 pounds, and she will get it. Time of that fall is 48 seconds for White of Sharpsville. Mat number three, Alexia Fisher of Newcastle, leading 2-0 on Catherine Hurley of Sharpsville. That's at 124 pounds. Mat number five, up to 148, Lena Ashby of Trinity, CeCe Perman of Hickory. They are underway and scoreless.
And there's a fall on mat one. It comes in 1 minute and 32 seconds. Beener escaped and took Mount of Hickory to the mat. So it's Beener of Mount Lebanon by fall at 132. That is at 100 pounds. Beener of Mount Lebanon by fall at 132.
So underway for the boys' action. Cade Stern of West Allegheny, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, 107 pounds. And we're going to get a fall, it looks like, for Ashby of Trinity at 148 pounds. That time of the fall will be 1 minute and 36 seconds. So Ashby of Trinity by fall, 136. And that's at 148 pounds on the girls' side in the pigtail round.
Now up on mat one, we have boys action, second round consolation. Mickey Horn of Trinity, Anthony Jones of Shaler just underway. Also boys action on mat two now. Cade Stern of West Allegheny, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Those are both at 107.
And on the girls' side, Catherine Hurley of Sharpsville gets the fall on Alexia Fisher of Newcastle. And that's going to be at 1 minute and 48 seconds. At 124 pounds. That was Hurley of Sharpsville, the winner by fall at 148.
Mat 4, 136 pounds, girls. Caitlin Plopey of Butler trailing Sophia Wise of Reynolds 6-3. They are in the second. Wise is riding with a minute and 37 seconds to go.
Bailey Oreski of Bentworth getting underway against Ella Clark of General McLean.
Mat 1, Jones of Shaler leads Horn of Trinity in boys action, 2-0. They have just started the second period, so they're on their feet. Mat 2, still scoreless, Stern of West Allegheny, Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. They are in the second with Stern riding.
Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional with an opening takedown. He leads Bryce Thomas of Moon 2-0. Oreski of Bentworth is going to get a cradle locked in and get the fall on Clark of General McLean at 100 pounds on the girls' side. That's Oreski of Bentworth by fall in 44 seconds.
This year, the WPIO All-Stars are pitted against the New Jersey All-Stars.
Trinity's Mickey Horn giving up a takedown in the second period. He now trails 4-0 to Jones of Shaler. Minute 18 remaining in that period. Stern of West Allegheny still riding, still scoreless with Rehack of Thomas Jefferson under a minute to go in the second. And Rehack has just escaped to make that 1-0.
And the PA and USA All-Stars match.
And Mac Trinity on mat four, Mark.
In girls' action, Valerie Solorio has just taken down Nyla Bland. Solorio of Canada McMillan puts Bland to her back. That's at 100 pounds, and there was a result earlier there that I did not get, so I apologize for that. Looks like Solorio got the fall there in 24 seconds.
Solorio, one of the best in the state, on the girls' side at 100 pounds. Colangelo of Franklin Regional underneath of Thomas of Moon, leading 2-0, able to face, trying to come out the back door. But Thomas right now trying to force a stalemate.
Jones of West A puts Horn of Trinity on his back on mat one, 13 seconds to go. Second period, Stern of West Allegheny with a takedown on mat two, leads Rehack of Thomas Jefferson 2-1. Late, their second period is about to end. And Horn trying to stay alive in the second period. He's going to give up three near fall points, and Jones of Shaler will lead 9-0 after two.
End of two, Cade Stern of West Allegheny leading Zachary Hack of Thomas Jefferson 2-1. And it will be Stern on the bottom to begin the third. Colangelo is going to get a headlock in on Thomas. Has him on his back and in some trouble. Colangelo picking up the head, trying to get the fall. Late in the second period, he's up 4-0 right now. And there is the fall for Colangelo at 107 pounds. Time of that fall, 2 minutes and 54 seconds.
Horn of Trinity, Jones of Shaler on their feet in the third, and Jones going in and taking Horn down to make it 11-0 and putting him to his back again with a minute 28 to go in the third. Stern of West Allegheny still with a 2-1 lead. He's on the bottom against Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, and Stern has just escaped with a minute 22 to go in the third. He leads 3-1. Girls action on mat 4, Ashley Campbell of General McLean, Atia DeJoya of Fox Chapel. They're scoreless 35 seconds in. Horn of Trinity. Go ahead, Greg.
Brock Dennison of South Fayette. I'll throw it back to you, Mark.
Fall at 5:02 for Jones.
It'll be 4:02, correct?
That's right. Consolation. 4:02 for Jones of Shaler, eliminating Horn of Trinity. That's Jones of Shaler at 107 by fall of 4:02.
I was mentioning Brock Dennison of South Fayette. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold underway at 114 pounds. Dennison driving in on a shot. Tolliver around the neck. Dennison will get the takedown and lead 2-0. And Dennison wants to try to go for a half on Tolliver. 20 seconds left, first period. But Tolliver will be able to fight that off.
I think we had a fall on mat 4. It's Campbell of General McLean. And the DeJoya of Fox Chapel. Campbell by fall at 126. It's at 106 pounds. Campbell of General McLean by fall over DeJoya of Fox Chapel.
Hyundai Kona, license plate LTC.
Just had a final Stern of West Allegheny 4-3 over Rehack of Thomas Jefferson.
Had a reversal for Tolliver Ringgold right at the end of the period to tie the match at 2 with Dennison. And Dennison on the bottom to begin period number 2. Roll through for Dennison off the bottom. Gets behind Tolliver and gets the reversal to make it 4-2.
Girls action, Anna Malovich of Butler, Mia Scalise of Ringgold. Opening takedown there for Malovich. And now she's gotten the second takedown, so she's up 4-1.
Here at Montoya of Mount Lebanon, a takedown on Jake Wright of Trinity. 30 seconds into the first, Montoya leading there 2-0.
1:14, Landon Funk of Fox Chapel. Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional, no score there. Early in the second period, they're on their feet. 1-0 for Ruane.
Joanna Saad of North Hills. Zaniah Jones of Valley, they're scoreless at the end of one. Four now between Dennison and Tolliver. 48 seconds ago, second period. Fresh start in the center. Dennison on the bottom. Wright of Trinity trails 2-0 at the end of one, and Montoya of Mount Lebanon is going to go on the bottom for the second.
Score from the auxiliary gym, Emma of Mount Lebanon at 107, a 7-1 winner over Rohaley of North Hills. Mat 1, Landon Funk of Fox Chapel, Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional, 114 pounds, still 1-0 for Ruane of Franklin Regional. They're neutral with just under a minute to go in the second. Wright of Trinity trailing Montoya of Mount Lebanon 3-0. They're neutral, minute and a half to go in their second, and now we get a takedown for Montoya to go up 5-0.
Syed of North Hills had a locked hands penalty on Jones, then a reversal, and now has Jones on her back. And there is the fall for Joanna Saad at 106 pounds for North Hills. Time of that fall, 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Tied at four are Tolliver and Dennison. Tolliver on the bottom to begin the third period. Getting Dennison a little high, trying to shake Dennison down is Tolliver. Dennison really just holding on to the head. He's not going to be able to keep it. Tolliver with a reversal to go up 6-4.
Matt Four, 118 pounds. Malevich of Butler leading Scalise of Ringgold. Just under a minute to go in the first period. And Anna Malevich of Butler in on a double. And she'll get a takedown to go up 6-2. 48 seconds left in the first. After a stoppage right of Trinity and Montoya of Mount Lebanon, ready to resume action there in the second with Montoya on top and leading 5-0, a minute 8 to go in the period.
Legs in for Tolliver of Ringgold. But Dennison really just trying to turn in. No back points yet, but Tolliver still maintaining control. 50 seconds to go, third period.
Montoya, a couple of back points, now leads right of Trinity 7-1. Matt 1, Ruane of Franklin Regional in the third, on top and leading Funk of Fox Chapel 1-0. That's boys, 114 pounds. Boys are in their second round of consolations. It's quarterfinals for the girls.
That girls' result, Malevich at 118 was a winner by fall at 137. That's Malevich of Butler. Emma Johnston of Hickory is going to get a cradle locked in on Addison Elias of Norwin, and Johnston at 112 is going to get a fall at 1 minute and 18 seconds. Tolliver of Ringgold is going to defeat Dennison of South Fayette at 114 pounds, 6-4. Tolliver, 6-4. Montoya of Mount Lebanon is going to lead right of Trinity 7-1 after two.
45 seconds to go. Matt 1, Ruane of Franklin Regional still riding, still leading 1-0 against Funk of Fox Chapel. Matt 4, girls, 118 pounds. Hannah Williams, Jenna Kofesi, Williams of North Allegheny with a 1-0 lead. They're neutral in the first period. Kofesi is from Warren.
Isaac Myers of Peters Township getting underway against Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Going to get a takedown for Daly Watson of Conneaut. She leads Ella Campbell of Burrell 2-0.
I want to mention our producers here today as well. Randy Gore in-house and Jacob Knisner back in our downtown studios. Somebody's got to try to keep us in line.
Yeah.
It takes two now. We had an escape. Check that. It was a penalty point to Funk of Fox Chapel. So at 114 pounds, Funk and Ruane are going to go to overtime after a 1-1 regulation tie.
Myers of Peters Township, Fisher of Bethel Park will be scoreless at the end of one. Montoya on the bottom to begin the third. Turns in, faces Wright, and Wright able to bring Montoya back down to the mat. Wright trying to get a leg in. Montoya trying to fight that off.
Nice job picking a leg by Ruane of Franklin Regional, and he's going to get the takedown, and he'll get the chance to get the fall here in overtime as well. Ruane is going to win. He's actually going to get the fall. Total time of that fall, 5 minutes and 29 seconds.
Wright does get a leg in on Montoya and trying to work power half, trying to work on the head. He's got a minute left. He's down 7-1. But trying to work different combinations with the leg in, knowing he's going to have to get a fall or a couple of turns here. Myers of Peters Township, Fisher of Bethel Park, still scoreless, wrestling neutral in the second period.
Dom Canale of Trinity underway on mat one against Kale Yannick of Moon. That's at 121 pounds. Mat four. Girls action in the third. Williams of North Allegheny is on top and leading Cafezi of Warren 1-0, but Cafezi has just escaped to tie that up at 1. Canale still scoreless against Yannick.
Had blood time in the match between Montoya and Wright, so getting that cleaned up. Fisher in on a shot on Myers. Myers draped over the back.
Canale trying to pancake Yannick, and he does, and he takes him right over to his back with 10 seconds to go in the first period. Canale going to get the takedown plus near fall points, steps over Yannick. Yannick gets up to a sitting position, and now Canale deep back around the head, but time's going to run out in the period, and there will be near fall points there for Canale, two of them, so he leads 4-0 after one.
25 seconds to go for Jake Wright of Trinity. Montoya able to pop his head, get to the side, and he's going to get the reversal to go up 9-1. Final 10 seconds to go in the third period there. That is at 114 pounds. Montoya of Mount Lebanon is going to eliminate Wright of Trinity. It's going to be 9-1. Montoya 9-1. End of two, Myers and Fisher scoreless. Myers of Peters Township on the bottom for the third.
Canale in the second period takes Yannick over to his back. Canale started on top, had the left arm barred. Now he gets three near fall points to go up 7-0. Looks like we are headed to overtime on mat four. 118 pounds, girls, Williams of North Allegheny, Cafezi of Warren. They're on their feet with time running down. And that's going to be 1-1 headed to overtime at 118 pounds.
I think they're headed to the third period, actually.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry about that.
10-2 lead for Watson of Conneaut on Campbell of Burrell. 45 seconds to go in the second. Campbell is on the bottom.
Three more near fall points for Dom Canale. He's up 7-0 on Yannick of Moon. 52 seconds to go in the second. They're out of bounds.
Getting underway, Michael Worson of Fox Chapel. Charlie Colantonio of Central Catholic at 121. Being put to her back and pinned is Campbell of Burrell at 112 pounds. Watson of Conneaut by fall at 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Myers of Peters Township, 1 minute to go, still scoreless with Fisher of Bethel Park. And there is the escape for Myers. He takes a 1-0 lead.
Final from the Ox Gym at 114. Franks of Connellsville, a 5-3 winner over Caracciolo of Hempfield. And now Dom Canale with a leg and a half in, and now a cross face on Yannick of Moon. Yannick just rolls across his shoulders. 15 seconds to go in the second period. Canale up 10-0.
Takedown for Myers of Peters Township. 25 seconds left, third period. Now riding with that lead.
End of two for Canale of Trinity. He's up 10-0. Michael Worson of Fox Chapel. Charlie Colantonio of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Scoreless in the second period on mat two. That's at 121 pounds with Colantonio riding.
121 final. Isaac Myers of Peters Township will advance. A 3-0 win over Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Underway at 124 on the girls' side, Bailey Emery of Cannon McMillan wrestling Kelly Enterline of Greenville.
Canale going to pick up a locked hands penalty point here. That's in his favor. He was on the bottom. Yannick is penalized, so the point to Canale going to make it 11-0. See, and I told you that Williams of North Allegheny and Cafezi on mat four were going to overtime tied at one. I was just a little early, that's all. That's at 118 pounds, so overtime underway there.
What'd you say the lottery numbers were tonight? Going to get a takedown for Emery of Cannon McMillan on Enterline of Greenville. She leads 2-0. Seth Miller of Bethel Park. Chase Sparks of Connellsville getting underway at 127.
2-1 for Cole Antonio of Pittsburgh Central Catholic, leading Worson of Fox Chapel. They are in the second, late in the second, with Cole Antonio riding. Dom Canale of Trinity still on the bottom with a minute 10 to go, but he has an 11-0 lead over Kale Yannick of Moon. 15 seconds left in the first overtime on mat 4. Hannah Williams of North Allegheny, Jenna Trafezi of Warren. Trying to spin behind and doing so with just 2 seconds to go, actually with 1 second remaining. Takedown going to be awarded there to Kofazi of Warren. She wins 3-1 at 59 seconds of overtime.
2-0 at the end of one for Emery of Cannon McMillan on Enterline of Greenville. And it looks like the girls will be neutral to begin the second period. Takedown for Seth Miller of Bethel Park. He leads Chase Sparks of Connellsville 2-0 at the end of one.
Canale of Trinity still on the bottom. He gave up a penalty point. I'm going to assume it was for stalling. 23 seconds to go. Canale up 11-1. He sits and turns, grabs a leg. 15 seconds remaining. So Dom Canale going to advance at 121 pounds. Just 2 seconds to go there. Canale a winner, 11-1.
Got 2 back points late, actually, for Yannick, so 11-3. I think it was one of those things. Canale was just trying to hold on to a leg just to get the time to elapse. Gave up a couple backs. But doesn't matter as he gets the win.
Casey Walker of North Allegheny, Johnny Baiano of South Fayette up next on mat 1 at 127 pounds. And we'll have more wrestling action here for you when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships, too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter, your life delivered daily.
Back here at Cannon McMillan, there was one boys final while we were away. Charlie Cole Antonio of Pittsburgh Central Catholic, a 2-1 winner over Michael Worson of Fox Chapel.
Actually, it was a girls final as well at 124 pounds. Kelly Enterline of Greenville gets a takedown and the fall on Bailey Emery of Cannon McMillan. Enterline is a winner by fall at 352.
Got an injury on mat 1 to Casey Walker of North Allegheny. He is trailing 2-1 in the second period against Johnny Baiano of South Fayette. Mat 2, A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny and Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. Smith with the takedown there. 18 seconds to go in the first. Those bouts on mats 1 and 2 are at 127 pounds.
Also at 127, Seth Miller of Bethel Park riding and leading 2-0 on Chase Sparks of Connellsville. They have 40 seconds to go in the third. Liliani Ramos of Canada McMillan trails Abby Hoffman of Hickory 2-0. 20 seconds to go in the first. Hoffman riding.
With the NFHS Network, you can watch live and on demand high school sports.
End of one, mat two. Smith of Franklin Regional leads Snatch Go of West Allegheny 2-1.
And invite them to watch live now at www.nfhsnetwork.com.
One thing they did mention today, they are going to follow the schedule as is. So semifinals will start at noon for both boys and girls. And if that means you have to wait a little bit to get those going, they're going to stick to that schedule. So see how all of that works.
Typically, they have all the semis in the main gym. So I'm going to be interested to see how that goes as well.
I'd be surprised if they weren't all here in the main gym.
Yeah. For both boys and girls, so that for that matter, how they're going to handle some of the consies. Seth Miller of Bethel Park is going to be a winner, 2-0 at 127 pounds. Miller 2-0. End of one, a 2-0 lead for Hoffman of Hickory on Ramos of Canaan McMillan. Got a stoppage there.
I think we had a default win for Baiano of South Fayette. That would have been at 1 minute and 39 seconds. It's at 127 pounds, 139 for Baiano of South Fayette.
I don't know. I saw a headgear get slammed by Baiano. So let's
It was
a slam or something.
A slam. I did not see what happened there.
Saw him slam his headgear. It is a DQ.
Yeah, that certainly would be an indicator.
Walker with a DQ at 139. And that's a tough way to end a season, to lose by a disqualification and a career, too. Johnny Baiano, a senior for South Fayette.
So now on mat one, Joey Maritato of Moon at 133 pounds against William Ventrum of North Allegheny. Ventrum, right, still neutral, but trying to get right to a cradle and take Maritato to his back. And Ventrum's going to do just that. So he's got the takedown. Maritato rolls to get off of his back, but Ventrum does have two near fall points coming, and he also still has the cradle.
Ramos of Cannon McMillan puts Hoffman on her back and is going to get the fall. Ramos was trailing 2-0, but will pick up the fall at 3. That's at 130 pounds at 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
End of one for Ventrum of North Allegheny, Maritato of Moon, and Ventrum leads 4-0. Going to the third on mat two at 127 pounds, Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. He'll be on top, and he leads A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny 4-3.
Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley leading 7-0 on Dominic Woods of Hempfield. A minute and a half to go, second period. Connolly riding with that lead.
124-pound girls action on mat four. Alexis Brewer of Laurel, 10-0 lead on Laura Dillinger. She's from Sagertown. A little over a minute to go in the third period there.
Anna Duncan of Ringgold. Casey Mook of Sagertown about to get underway.
Mat one. Ventrum puts Maritato on his back again with a minute 25 to go in the second period. Looks like Ventrum is pulling the left arm across the chest. Got it right above the elbow. Right hip on the shoulder, and there's the fall for Ventrum of North Allegheny in 1 minute and 46 seconds. That's at 133 pounds, 146 time of the fall for Ventrum of NA.
Connolly of Chartiers Valley with a leg in, riding and leading 7-0. 30 seconds to go, second period, as Woods of Hempfield flattened out. Taking a look at the shoulder of Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. He's leading A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny 4-3. A minute and a half to go in the third, but right now concerned about the shoulder for Smith. Takedown for Mook of Sagertown. She leads Duncan of Ringgold 2-0. Back points coming for Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley at the end of the second period. He'll be up 10-0 after two. Woods with choice. He'll go neutral to begin the third.
Boys' consolation result from the auxiliary gym. Stediford of North Allegheny 7-0 over Lynn of Connellsville, and the consolation's at 121.
Reversal for Anna Duncan of Ringgold. She ties the match at two with Casey Mook. 40 seconds to go, first period. Quick takedown for Connolly of Chartiers Valley in the third. He's up 12-0.
Matt Wunn, 139 pounds. Joshua Alexander of Fox Chapel, 2-0 lead on Gavin Rush of Butler. First period has just ended there. And Smith, after that injury timeout, rides in the third period against Snatchko of West Allegheny on mat 2. That's boys 127 pounds with a minute 10 to go in the third.
A leg in and now a power half from Connolly. This is at 133 pounds. He's going to get the tech, if not the fall. And there it is, 15-0 technical fall for Connolly of Chartiers Valley at 3 minutes and 55 seconds. Escape for Snatchko of West Allegheny. He and Smith now tied at 4. 46 seconds to go in the third period.
Rush of Fox Chapel now 4-0 lead. Alexander of Fox Chapel leading Rush of Butler 4-0. They're in the second with a minute and a half to go. And now 4-4 between Snatchko of Snatchko of West Allegheny and Smith of Franklin Regional. 46 seconds to go in their third period with Smith on top.
A.J. McGarity of Peters Township, Colton Katuch of Keysport getting underway. Escape for Snatchko. So it was a stalling point for Snatchko, now an escape point. So Snatchko leads 5-4, 30 seconds left, third period. 2-2 at the end of one for Duncan and Mook.
Haley Smarsh of Moon at 130 pounds in girls action with a fall over Cunningham of Beaver. Time of that fall, 1:49 for Smarsh of Moon at 130 pounds.
www.nobleenviro.com.
Stalling call on Snatchko, his first. 10 seconds left, third period at 127 pounds. Smith trying to spin behind. Snatchko will hold on to a leg, and Snatchko of West Allegheny will defeat Smith of Franklin Regional 5-4.
Matt 1, Alexander of Fox Chapel still riding and leading Rush of Butler 4-0. Late second period there. They go out of bounds with 18 seconds remaining. Up next on Matt 2, 133 pounds. Yusef Abdulsalam of Fox Chapel against Carson Yonka of Plum. Girls action, Matt 4, Esther Ward of Mount Lebanon, Zamira Arnold of Sharpsville just underway.
Going to get an escape and a takedown for Katuch of McKeesport. He leads McGarity 3-0. Escape for McGarity to make it 3-1. McGarity shooting right in. A big crossface for Katuch, and he takes McGarity right to his back. Takedown looking for the fall is Katuch of McKeesport. Still a lot of time in this second period. Already up 5-1.
Matt 4, Arnold of Sharpsville. Go ahead, Greg.
Sorry, Mark. Here is the fall for Katucha McKeesport at 1 minute and 48 seconds over McGarity.
KDK Radio is the official radio partner of the WPIL and your home for the 2024 basketball championships. Listen to the voice of Pittsburgh at 100.1 FM.
Duncan of Ringgold leads Mook of Sagertown 5-4. 20 seconds left, second period, and now injury time is needed. For Duncan.
Just update the girls' bout on mat 4. Arnold of Sharpsville 3-1 over Ward of Mount Lebanon. They are in the second period now and neutral. Arnold led 2-1 after one. 139-pound boys action on mat 1. Alexander of Fox Chapel leads Rush of Butler now 5-0. They're neutral in the third and out of bounds with a minute 5 remaining. Mat 2 still scoreless. Abdul Salam of Fox Chapel, Yaka of Plum, neutral in the second with a minute 39 to go.
Hey, Mark, I got a little thrown off this morning. I was walking in the hallways, and I saw a couple people come with Fort Cherry shirts. I'm like, wait a second. Shouldn't they be at the Southwest Regional? And I'm like, oh, wait. For girls, it's both AA and AAA together. It's a lot of getting used to. Chris Sobroni of Peters Township with an opening takedown on Luke Ankney of Franklin Regional. He leads 2-0.
Now 3-3 at the end of two. 136-pound girls action on mat 4. Ward of Mount Lebanon, Arnold of Sharpsville. And Ward will start on the bottom. She's quickly up and out to take a 4-3 lead.
With the integration of California, Clarion, and Edinburgh Universities, our resources have expanded.
Getting back underway are Duncan and Mook here in the second period.
Together,
Duncan riding and leading 5-4.
Becomes a cherished part of our collective legacy.
Sobroni of Peters Township will lead 2-1 after one. Ankney of Franklin Regional on the bottom for the second. Peels the hands, and he will tie Sobroni 2-2, start of the second.
25 seconds to go, third period, 139 pounds. Mat 1, Alexander of Fox Chapel leading Rush of Butler 6-2. And Alexander in on a leg. Time running out in that bout. Late second period at 133 pounds on mat 2. Abdul Salam of Fox Chapel, Yaka of Plum still neutral and still scoreless. And it's going to be a 6-2 final for Joshua Alexander of Fox Chapel at 139 pounds over Gavin Rush of Butler. That's 6-2 for Alexander.
Had a takedown for Sobroni of Peters Township. He now leads 4-2. Has Ankney flattened out trying to work a wing. Right now, Sobroni. Ankney trying to get up to his knees and sit out and turn now. Duncan of Ringgold, 5-4 lead, back on the top position to begin the third period.
First National Bank sponsor the Financial Trivia Challenge.
Now it's going to be Duncan putting Mook onto her back. Duncan of Ringgold looking to try to get a fall.
Through our Financial Insights program, we help prepare students to better understand personal finances so they can make smart financial decisions.
Sobroni of Peters Township riding and leading 4-2. It looks like we're going to get potentially dangerous for Duncan. Actually, a penalty point awarded. Must have lost the arm in that headlock. So three near falls and the penalty point. Should be 8-5. Duncan of Ringgold. 1:15 to go in the third.
Liam Costa of Moon at 145 pounds. Just had Sam Jacobs of Armstrong on his back and picked up three near fall points right at the end of the first. So Costa a 7-0 lead after one. Escape for Yaka of Plum in the third period. He leads 1-0 over Abdul Salam of Fox Chapel. And Yaka trying to fight off a takedown attempt here. He's draped over the back of Abdul Salam, grabbing an ankle, and a stalemate called with 47 seconds to go.
Going to get a reversal for Sobroni of Peters Township to start the third period. He leads 6-2. Cradle locked in for Duncan of Ringgold. She will lose that cradle, but get three near fall points and go up 11-5.
Yeah, mat 4, 136-pound girls action. Esther Ward of Mount Lebanon now leading Zamira Arnold of Sharpsville 8-3. They're on their feet with a minute 10 to go in the third period. And now 10-3 as Ward gets the takedown right on the edge of the mat.
Escape for Ankney of Franklin Regional. And Cebrone's going to lose a leg, and Ankeny's going to spin around behind, make it 6-5. And now the escape will be given to Cebrone. So it should be 7-5, and there it is on the board with 1:03 to go in the third, wrestling neutral.
Time running down on mat two. Yaka of Plum again trying to fight off a shot with a 1-0 lead, and he will do that. Time's going to run out. Yaka a 1-0 winner over Abdusalam of Fox Chapel at 133 pounds.
130 pounds on the girls' side. Anna Duncan of Ringgold to the semifinals, 11-5 over Mook of Sagertown. That's Duncan of Ringgold at 130, 11-5. Cebrone in on a leg, but flattened out. Ankeny once again trying to do something he did just about 30 seconds earlier. But instead, we're going to get a stalemate with 25 seconds left.
Costa of Moon up 9-0, and now he's going to get the fall at 145 pounds. Liam Costa by fall at 2 minutes and 54 seconds. That's over Jacobs of Armstrong.
Final 10 seconds, shot in by Ankeny. Cebrone stalls, stalling call on Cebrone of Peters Township, his first. Just 6 seconds to go as they go out of bounds. 7-5, Cebrone out in front. Ankeny comes after. Cebrone goes straight back. And it's going to be a 7-5 victory for Cebrone of Peters Township at 145.
And we will have more wrestling action from Canada McMillan when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And we are back here at Cannon McMillan. Boys and girls wrestling action here on WJPA. At one, Talon Mazenko of South Fayette, 2-1 lead on Liam Hine of Mar. We apologize for a little technical problem there. But Mazenko of South Fayette, 2-1 over Hine of Mars. They're neutral just under a minute to go in the second period.
Going to get a result at 118 on the girls' side. Trinity Moore of Connellsville is going to win by fall at 1 minute and 43 seconds over Haley White of Sharpsville. That's Moore of Connellsville by fall at 143. Sorry, I skipped ahead a little, Mark.
That's all right. Mazenko in a neutral situation with a, now he had a quarter. Nelson was trying to drive Hine over to his back and Isn't able to do that, so they're still neutral there. Wizard in for Hine. Back to Alexander Kaufman of Fox Chapel. Jack White of Norwin. 2-0 for Kaufman of Fox Chapel. That's at 152 pounds.
Logan Mastrich of Penn Trafford leading 5-0 over Travis Shear of Kiski area. 50 seconds ago, second period. Alexander Kaufman of Fox Chapel leading Jack White of Norwin 2-0 at the end of one. Just getting underway, Caitlin Ploppy of Butler, Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville. It's a girls action at 136.
Sophia Beener of Mount Lebanon, girls action trailing Kristen Walzer of Montour 7-2. Walzer had Beener on her back late in the first period, and now Walzer again puts Beener to her back with 22 seconds to go in the second. Beener fights it off, but near fall points, two of them for Walzer. She's up 11-2 late in the second period.
Logan Mattrish of Penn Trafford leads 5-1 at the end of two. Shear of Kiski will go on the bottom for the third. Takedown for Nobles of Connellsville leads Ploppy of Butler 2-0. Now a quick escape for Ploppy makes it 2-1. Kaufman of Fox Chapel had an escape. He leads 3-0 on White of Norwin. And now looking to try to spin behind off of White's shot, and he will. So Kaufman's lead now 5-0.
Matt won, 145 pounds. Boys action, Talon Mazenko of South Fayette, 3-1 and neutral, leading Hine of Mars. They're in the third with a minute 24 to go. Hine reaching for a leg, not able to get in deep. Mazenko with a front headlock, and they're out of bounds. Matt 2, 152 pounds. Kaufman of Fox Chapel, 5-0 lead on White of Norwin. 38 seconds to go in their second period. Kaufman is riding.
No change in any of the three matches mentioned earlier. Kaufman up 5-0. Mattrish up 5-1. Nobles up 2-1. But as I say that, a takedown for Nobles of Connellsville and takes Ploppy to her back. A couple of near fall points, period ends 6-1. Nobles of Connellsville out in front after one.
Walizer of Montour now 14-4 over Beener of Mount Lebanon. Walizer leg wrapped around the waist. Just under a minute to go in the third period there. That's at 100 pounds for the girls. Beener trying to catch Walizer up a little bit too high. Walizer, though, dropping her weight back. Gaunt now gets a leg in and goes to a crossface with 36 seconds to go. Slow getting up on mat one is Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. And they're going to run blood time for him. Looks like a bloody nose.
Final seconds coming off at 152 pounds. Logan Mattrish of Penn Trafford is going to defeat Travis Shear of Kiski, and it's going to be a 5-2 score. Start of the third period, Kaufman of Fox Chapel on the bottom, leading White 5-0.
14-4 final, girls action, 100 pounds. Quarterfinals, Walzer, of Montour, 14-4 over Beener of Mount Lebanon. And now 6-0 on mat two. Kaufman of Fox Chapel with an escape leads White of Norwin. They're in the third with a minute 45 to go.
136, we get a fall for Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville. Time of that fall, 2 minutes and 31 seconds. Nobles by fall at 2:31 over Ploppy of Butler at 136.
142-pound girls quarterfinal, mat 4, Josephine Dolman of Norwin, Audrey Morrison of North Allegheny, 20 seconds in, no score. But getting a takedown now is Dolman of Norwin for a 2-0 lead.
An escape for Kaufman, and now a takedown for White of Norwin. So it's now 6-2 Kaufman, about a minute to go in the third. Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin, Tanner Shaw of Ringgold underway.
Dolman of Norwin puts Morrison of North Allegheny to her back, and Dolman is going to get the fall there in 44 seconds at 142 pounds. Josephine Dolman by fall in 44 seconds.
Grace O'Corn of Peters Township with a takedown leads Genevieve Hansen of Upper St. Clair 2-0. And now a half put in by O'Corn, and she's going to take Hansen to her back. O'Corn looking for the fall, and she will get it at 142. O'Corn by fall in 41 seconds.
Spinning behind late, trying to tie the match, was Hine of Mars, but he never did really wrap up Mars Corner, wanted the takedown. Hine got behind, but he didn't really have control, so Talon Mazenko of South Fayette at 145, a 3-1 winner.
An opening takedown for Dietz of West Mifflin, and a reversal to begin the second for Cooper Dietz. He's up 4-0 on Shaw of Ringgold. Had an escape, and now a takedown for Kaufman of Fox Chapel. He leads White 9-2. Riley Teague of Sharpsville, Carson Champion of Norwin about to get underway. Dietz of West Mifflin is going to take Shaw of Ringgold to his back. Shaw will be able to bridge off. Near fall point, so 7-0 lead for Dietz. Final for 152, Kaufman of Fox Chapel, a 9-3 winner. Kaufman 9-3.
Mat 1, Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park, 152 pounds. Scoreless in the first period with Brody Pert of Seneca Valley. Now up on Mat 2, 160 pounds. Corden McDonald of Bethel Park. Charlie Campbell of Plum just underway. And we just had a fall in, I believe, 24 seconds for Anastasia.
I think it was 124 at the time.
Flo can't get her full last name on the on the screen. Anastasia Manchester of Butler pinning Taylor Pierce of Hickory at 124.
Have blood time going right now for Tana Shaw of Ringgold, trailing 7-0 in the second period. Champion of Norwin leading Teague of Sharpsville 4-1, 25 seconds to go, first period.
From the auxiliary gym, major decision for Trinity's T.J. Allison over Jacob Cable of Shaler, 13-1. So Allison advances in the consolations. He'll face Mazenko of South Fayette in the next round. Allison 13-1. Checking some other action here. And again, for girls are in the quarterfinals. Boys are in the second round of consolations. Mat 1, 152 pounds. Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park, 2-1 lead on Brody Pert of Seneca Valley. Buscelli is riding in the second period with a minute 15 to go. Has the right leg in. Actually has both legs laced. Second period, 160 pounds. Mat 2, Corden McDonald of Bethel Park with a 1-0 lead on Charlie Campbell of Plum. They're neutral with just under a minute and a half to go in the second. And Mat 4, girls action. Baron Zangaro of Latrobe and Katie Siemens of Warren. Siemens with a 2-0 lead midway through the first period. Did we get a fall there?
I think we did.
Would have been for Siemens of Warren at 56 seconds.
Champion of Norwin leading 6-2. Girls 148 action. 15 to go in the second period there. 7-0 lead for Dietz of West Mifflin, and now gets a couple more back points on Shawl of Ringgold to go 9-0.
Bird of Seneca Valley with an escape. He and Buscelli of Bethel Park 2-2 and neutral and out of bounds with 12 seconds to go in the second period. Next girls bowed up on mat 4. Kaylee Flowers of Newcastle. Devea Truman of Erie will be underway momentarily. Second period will end on mat 1 for Buscelli of Bethel Park, Pert of Seneca Valley. 2-2 going to the third. Buscelli wants neutral position to start the third period. Still 1-0 for McDonald of Bethel Park on mat 2, leading Campbell of Plum. Under 30 seconds to go in their second. They are also on their feet.
Champion of Norwin with a 2-on-1 tilt. It's going to get some back points. She's up 13-2 now. Second period about to come to a close. Start of the third period, Dietz of West Mifflin on the bottom, leading 9-0 in Shawl of Ringgold. Shawl with a leg in near the edge of the mat, but not really going to be able to do much with it as they're close to going out of bounds.
Buscelli of Bethel Park, Pert of Seneca Valley, still neutral in the third period, minute 20 to go, still tied at 2, and McDonald of Bethel Park starts the third on top with a 1-0 lead against Campbell of Plum. Buscelli and Pert at 152 pounds, McDonald and Campbell at 160.
Dietz, West Mifflin turns behind Shawl of Ringgold, is going to get a reversal and goes right to a leg and then a power half. Puts Shawl to his back. Dietz is up 11-0 right now and trying to get the fall. And there it is. Cooper Dietz at 152 pounds by fall. At 4:10. Fifteen-3 now for champion of Norwin on Tiga Sharpsville. 50 seconds to go, third period. They're wrestling neutral.
35 seconds to go, third period, mat 1. Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park spins behind Brody Pert of Seneca Valley. Buscelli with a 4-2 lead. Now just 25 seconds to go. McDonald of Bethel Park still riding, leading 1-0. 40 seconds left on mat 2 against Campbell of Plum. Those two go out of bounds.
Brock Evans of Waynesburg, Michael Olszewski of Moon about to get underway.
Ian Buscelli of Bethel Park is going to be a 4-2 winner over Brody Pert of Seneca Valley at 152. That's Buscelli of Bethel Park 4-2.
And in the girls' 148-pound class, it's champion of Norwin, a 17-3 winner over Tiga Sharpsville. It's 148 champion, 17-3. Takedown for Brock Evans of Waynesburg goes up 2-0.
Final 20 seconds on mat 2. Corden McDonald of Bethel Park has been riding throughout this third period. Charlie Campbell of Plum needs a point to tie. Down to just 12 seconds remaining now. McDonald bars the left arm on top. 5 seconds left. And it's going to be a 1-0 win for Corden McDonald of Bethel Park at 160 pounds.
And a 1-2-0 lead for Brock Evans of Waynesburg. Lana Rumpler of North Allegheny. Alyssa Stewart of Laurel underway, and a quick takedown for Rumpler.
Michael Lawrence of Churchers Valley, Jack Duncan of Ringgold on mat 1. We've got a quick blood time, 25 seconds in for Lawrence of CV. Up next on mat 2, 172 pounds, Brady Fitz of Thomas Jefferson, Kellen Buggy of North Allegheny. Second period, girls action on mat 4, 2-2. Kaylee Flowers of Newcastle, Devea Truman of Erie. And Truman is riding. Again, 35 seconds to go in the second. They're coming back to referee's position.
Evans of Waynesburg up 2-0, trying to step in, gets a leg. Close to picking up a takedown, and he was just continuing to ride. I thought he had already given the escape and now getting a takedown, but continuing to ride here is Evans, leading 2-0.
Not yet resumed action on mat one for Lawrence of Churchers Valley and Duncan of Ringgold. Blood time is up, still cleaning up the mat. Looks like we had a fall in the girls' action. And to be honest with you, I cannot distinguish between the singlets there. It was about between Flowers of Newcastle and Truman of Erie.
Half for Rumpler of North Allegheny, and she will get the fall at 155 pounds. Time of that fall for Rumpler, 1 minute and 37 seconds.
I believe it was Truman who got that fall.
Evans of Waynesburg puts Olszewski of Moon onto his back, leading 2-0. And Evans tightens up on the head, and he'll get the fall. That's at 160 pounds. Brock Evans by fall at 2 minutes and 53 seconds.
Looks like we've got another blood timeout. Lawrence of Churchers Valley leads 4-2. 13 seconds to go in the first. Duncan got the initial takedown, then Lawrence with a reversal and a couple of back points. So Lawrence leads 4-2, getting his second blood timeout. Fitz of Thomas Jefferson, Buggy of North Allegheny at 172 pounds. Scoreless with Fitz of TJ riding in the second period. ...170-pound girls action on mat four. Octavia Walker of Norwin, Olivia Schultz of Connellsville, scoreless just about halfway through the first period. And spinning behind is Schultz of Connellsville to get the opening takedown.
Amani Cameron Body of Connellsville is going to get the opening takedown on Bryn Bosak of Pine Richland. Girls action 155. 172 on the boys' side. Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong in on a leg of A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park near the edge of the mat, looking to try to trip down and get the takedown is Kinsey. Switch to a double, but Tomeno is going to drive out of bounds and be scoreless.
Lawrence of Churchers Valley, Duncan of Ringgold scoreless at the, 4-2 Lawrence at the end of one. We'll pick up that second period and more action from Cana McMillan when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Back at Cannon McMillan, another blood timeout for Michael Lawrence of Chargers Valley. Now in the second period, he is on the bottom and leading 4-2 against Jack Duncan of Ringgold. 1:09 remaining in that second period. Matt 2, Brady Fitz of Thomas Jefferson, Kellen Buggy of North Allegheny. 1-0 there for Fitz of TJ. They're in the third and neutral with 40 seconds left.
About to get a potential fall is Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong at 172, and he will get it on A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park. Kinsey by fall at 2 minutes and 43 seconds. Also, while we were away on the girls' side, Cameron Boddy of Connellsville at 155 pounds gets a fall on Bryn Bosak of Pine Richland at 1 minute and 37 seconds.
And this is, I think, the fourth blood timeout for Michael Lawrence of Chargers Valley down on mat one. Still has a little over 3 minutes of blood time remaining. And now 3-1 for Fitz of Thomas Jefferson, leading Buggy. Stalling call against Fitz for backing away. They're out of bounds, just 4 seconds to go. So that's about to be another final at 172 pounds. It's going to be Fitz of Thomas Jefferson, a 3-1 winner.
Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg getting underway against Nick Pruchnitsky of Chartiers Valley.
Next bout up on mat 2, 189 pounds. Again, these are all boys' second-round consolations and girls' quarterfinals. Mat 2, boys' action 189, Troy McClelland of Franklin Regional against Tasso Whipple of Penn Trafford. Girls action on mat 4, 170 pounds, 1:10 to go, third period. Octavia Walker of Norwin, a 9-4 lead. She is riding against Olivia Schultz of Connellsville.
Kaylee Dean of North Allegheny, Carolyn Perez of Plum about to get underway at 190 pounds on the girls' side.
Tasso Whipple of Penn Trafford got the opening takedown on McClelland of Franklin Regional. 39 seconds to go in there first.
Scoreless at the end of one are Stevenson and Pruchnitsky. Cradle locked in for Tasso Whipple, and he's going to get the fall at 189 over McClelland of Franklin Regional in 33 seconds. Whipple by fall in 33 seconds.
Seconds left, second period for Duncan of Ringgold, Lawrence of Chartiers Valley. Duncan is riding and trailing 4-2 as they near the end of the second. Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley, Christopher Cook of Connellsville at 215 pounds, just underway on mat 2. And we had a 9-4 win for Walker of Norwin over Schultz of Connellsville. Girls 170 pounds, Walker of Norwin a 9-4 winner.
Stevenson of Waynesburg up 1-0, and now he'll get an escape to go up 2-0. I believe that first point was a stalling call. Underway, Chris Cook of Connellsville, Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley.
In the third period now on mat one, Lawrence of Chartiers Valley he's actually riding. He's picked up the leg of Duncan of Ringgold to bring him back a little bit more into the center. Puts the leg over his shoulder. Drops on that ankle. And they come back to the mat. Lawrence still in control with a 4-2 lead, 1:14 to go.
Had a takedown for Stevenson. Goes up 4-0. And a takedown for Cook. He goes up 2-0 at the end of one. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township leading Haley Hunter of Seneca Valley 2-1 in the first period.
Lawrence of Churchers Valley going to get penalized here for locked hands. He's trying to fight off Duncan. Duncan is on the legs of Lawrence, so the reversal is going to make it 4-4, and the penalty point to Duncan should make it 5-4 in his favor. It does. And now potentially dangerous call stops action there with 31 seconds to go in the third.
Going to get a couple of back points for Stevenson of Waynesburg to end the second period. He's up 6-0 after two.
Cook of Connellsville, 2-0 lead on Wycheck of Seneca Valley. They're in the second with Cook riding, gets the legs in on Wycheck and breaks him down. Final 30 seconds on mat one for Duncan of Ringgold. Lawrence of Churchers Valley stands up, trying to get free for one and tie it up. And we'll get a stalling call on top with 21 seconds to go for Duncan, unable to return Lawrence to the mat.
Going to get a fall for Stevenson of Waynesburg at 189 pounds. Time of that fall, 3:18. Stevenson of Waynesburg, your winner by fall at 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Cook of Connellsville riding in, leading 2-0. 30 seconds to go, second period.
13 seconds to go. Lawrence of Churchers Valley got to his feet. He comes down on top of Duncan, but Duncan still controlling up high, trying to get a leg in. 5 seconds to go. And Jack Duncan of Ringgold is going to hang on and win 5-4 at 160 pounds. And something happened after, just as I was going right down the fill in the bracket, Lawrence did something that...
He pushed him.
Certainly heard the crowd react. Fortunately, nothing further develops there. Duncan a 5-4 winner. I think Lawrence was upset maybe about the locked hands penalty. I think he didn't realize that was against him until the whistle had blown.
I believe that's win number 100 for Jack Duncan. He's holding the banner up down there. So a big one for Jack Duncan.
Cook of Connellsville. Reversed. He's actually in the third period now with a 4-0 lead on Wycheck of Seneca Valley. Tried to get to a half but couldn't get it in deep.
Well, he's a senior too, Jack Duncan. That was a lot of pressure he had on that match.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously season is over if he loses and he ends the career on 99. You wouldn't want to have to live with that, although 99 wins is nothing to sneeze at, but there's a huge difference between 99 and 100.
Oh, yes. And especially you got that banner made. You got to look at that now. I'm sure that would be in the garbage before they'd even leave if he didn't get it. So he's able to get it, though, and that's why you heard the Ringgold faithful excited.
Hickory. Coach
Chris Cook of Connellsville riding in, leading 4-0 on Wycheck of Seneca Valley.
Mark Gray of Kiski takes down Nicholas Puskar of Norwin on mat one, walks out front, puts Puskar onto his back. 3 seconds to go in the period, and Gray is going to get the fall at 172 pounds in 57 seconds. That's Mark Gray of Kiski in 57 seconds.
And a one scoreless between Augustus Albright of Mars and Abram Taylor of Kiski. Taylor gets an escape to begin the second period. Goes up 1-0. Giulianelli of Peters Township leading Hunter of Seneca Valley 5-3, 20 seconds ago in the second, but Hunter needing injury time. Final seconds coming off for Chris Cook of Connellsville. He may get some back points here late. Doesn't get any, but does get the win at 2:15. Cook of Connellsville, a 4-0 winner at 2:15.
Mat one, Tay Bradshaw of Armstrong, Mason Hartung of North Allegheny at 189 pounds, just underway. had a 1-0 lead, and now a takedown and back points and a pin for Rowan Lewis in girls action at 170 pounds. She is from Latrobe, and she's going to get the fall at 5 minutes and 20 seconds over Abby Darr of Eisenhower. And Natalie Rush of Kenna McMillan up next on that mat.
As we filter down through the bout board, just a reminder that next round, semifinals.
Matt Tooze, Zach Stromach of Peters Township, Cam Dana of West Allegheny at 285. Scoreless early on there.
That is a publicized time we stick to with the semis.
And they mentioned they are going to stick to the schedule, so we might have a bit of a break before we come back with semifinals at noon. Still some action to go here, plenty of it. Hartung of North Allegheny takes down Bradshaw of Armstrong, trying to get to a headlock, but the period is going to end. Hartung will get three near fall points. He's going to lead 5-0 after one.
Taylor of Kiske leading 1-0 on Albright of Mars. Second period about to come to a close. Giulianelli did not continue on with their match. So I'm going to take a look at that result. I think it was a default win there.
In the meantime,
actually a fall. So a fall for Giulianelli of Peters Township at 340 over Hunter of Seneca Valley.
Natalie Rush of Kenna McMillan has taken down Elizabeth Cantoris of Latrobe. And now Rush puts Cantoris to her back. Rush, with the arm included, pulls it up and gets the fall. Natalie Rush of Kenna McMillan into the semifinals with a fall in 55 seconds. It's girls 190-pound action.
Taylor of Kiske riding and leading 1-0 on Albright. A minute and a half to go in the third period.
5-1 now for Hartung of North Allegheny, leading Bradshaw of Armstrong on mat one. Bradshaw escaping in the second period, so they're on their feet. Dana of West Allegheny escapes against Stromach of Peters Township. They're also neutral in the second with a minute 20 to go. Dana leading 1-0.
Takedown for Kaylin Adams, but a reversal for Abigail Hewitt of Norwin, and Hewitt will get the fall at 190 pounds. Hewitt of Norwin by fall at 124.
We've got boys action on mat four now. Tyler Gallus of Connellsville has taken down D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel and gotten a couple of back points. So Gallus up 4-0 halfway through the first period. Dan of West Allegheny with a takedown. Now Stromach of Peters Township with an escape. 37 seconds to go in the second period. Dana of West A leads there 3-1.
47 seconds to go in the third. Taylor riding in, leading 1-0 on Albright. Going to get a takedown for Miranda Cantoris of Latrobe on Heidi Radford of North Allegheny. Looking for the fall is Cantoris, and she will get it in just 21 seconds. Cantoris of Latrobe by fall in 21 seconds.
Nearing the end of the second on mat one, boys at 189. Hartung of North Allegheny, 5-1 lead on Bradshaw of Armstrong. They're on their feet, just 10 seconds to go in the second period. Going to the third on mat two, Dana of West Allegheny, 3-1 lead on Stromach of Peters Township. Stromach on the bottom to start the third. And 4-0 after one at 285 on mat four, Gallus of Connellsville leading Hamilton of Fox Chapel. And Hamilton getting some attention, although not running blood time, but might have just had a headgear problem. Now he's ready to go in the second.
Had an escape late for Albright of Mars, so he and Taylor tied at one, and they're headed to overtime.
Start of the third period on mat one. Hartung of North Allegheny on the bottom with a 5-1 lead against Bradshaw of Armstrong. And Strobach of Peters Township with an escape. He and Dana now on their feet with Dana of West Allegheny a 3-2 lead. And just confirming that that was win number 100 for Jack Duncan that we talked about a little bit ago.
Jack Duncan, congratulations. As we
Albright of Mars trying to work around the head of Taylor,
Please let us know. That is a milestone.
Now Taylor working up, able to spin and get arms behind Albright, and there is the takedown awarded to Taylor of Kiske. They'll let the seconds come off, but it's going to be a 3-1 win. We'll say at 59 seconds of overtime for Taylor.
Also had a fall at 285 for Tyler Gallis of Connellsville, 1 minute 45 seconds over Hamilton of Fox Chapel. That's 145 for Gallis of Connellsville. And 21 seconds to go in the third now. Hartung of North Allegheny escaped, reversed Bradshaw of Armstrong, and then Bradshaw escaped. So 7-3 in neutral, 21 seconds to, 7-3 with Bradshaw on top.
Cam Dano, West Allegheny, will be a winner at 285, 3-2 over Zach Stromach of Peters Township. Dana 3-2. Getting underway, Landon Hartman of Bethel Park, Aiden Pham of Norwin.
Time going to run out on mat 1, 189 pounds. Mason Hartung of North Allegheny, a 7-3 winner. That's over Bradshaw of Armstrong. Hartung of NA, 7-3.
For this round.
Final seconds coming off. We're going to be scoreless at the end of one between Hartman and Pham.
Mat 2. Fyip Rarick of Armstrong, Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon at 285. Scoreless in the first period, 22 seconds to go. Girls 235-pound action on mat 1. Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland, Daylin Norris of Trinity just underway.
Once again, we are holding all action and completion of this round until noon.
Norris of Trinity trying to fight off a shot. She actually has underhooks now, but a good shot at a double there by Murphy of Southmoreland, and she's going to end up getting the takedown with a minute 35 to go in the first period. Scoreless after one, Rerick of Armstrong, Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. Lloyd on the bottom to start the second.
Scoreless at the end of one, Hartman of Bethel Park on the bottom with Pham of Norwin.
Now on mat one, we're going to get a fall. Norris of Trinity unable to fight off the pinning combination from Zoe Murphy of Southmoreland. Murphy wins by fall in 58 seconds.
Escape for Hartman of Bethel Park. He leads 1-0. 50 seconds to go. Second period wrestling neutral.
Rerick of Armstrong, Lloyd of Mount Lebanon still scoreless in the second period, with Lloyd of Mount Lebanon on the bottom. Rerick working out to the right side. Nearing the midway point of period number two there. So semifinals for boys and girls going to start at 12 noon. And again, they're going to hold that to that time. So we're going to have a bit of a short break. We'll see how long that happens to be, but we'll have a short break before we come back at noon with semifinals on both sides.
At your table. We will stock those in between rounds, but they will
final seconds coming off in the second period. It's going to be a 1-0 lead for Hartman of Bethel Park after two, but Pham and Norland will have choice for the third.
Turn it to the head table.
Just a couple of bouts remaining here in the main gym right now. Mat 2, we had an escape for Lloyd of Mount Lebanon, so he leads Rerick of Armstrong 1-0. Just about to the end of the second period, they step out of bounds with 5 seconds to go.
at a reversal for Pham of Norwin. He leads Hartman now 2-1.
So just a couple of bouts remaining. We'll take a short break, come back, and finish up these last two bouts. We're back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back here again at Kenna McMillan, just two bouts remaining in the second round of consolation for the boys. The girls' quarterfinals are complete, and the semifinals for both will begin at 12 noon.
Aiden Pham of Norwin is going to advance. He's going to defeat Landon Hartman of Bethel Park. Just 1 second to go, but Pham leading there 4-2. And there is your final. Pham of Norwin, a 4-2 winner.
So that leaves Fiep Rarick of Armstrong, Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. Lloyd riding, 20 seconds to go in the third period. Lloyd's second period escape, the only point of the bout so far. 13 seconds to go. Rarick trying to push himself up to his feet. Chop of the arm by Lloyd. 5 seconds remaining. Rarick looked up, saw the time on the clock. One last chance, gets up to his feet, but cannot peel off in time. Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon will win there 1-0 at 285 pounds.
And that brings an end to the girls' quarters and round two consolation.
So, again, just a note, we're going to have a break of almost 30 minutes here.
Will not start until noon.
So at 12 noon, we'll get to semifinals.
Semifinals will be on 1-2.
And I'm just making an announcement here.
On 4-5, there are parade sheets there for the victory.
So they're going to be match 1-2 boys semifinals, match 3 and 5.
I think it was 1 and 2 for boys, 4 and 5 for girls were the semis.
So 3 would then be used because there will be consolation rounds going on as well. Third round consolations for boys, first round consolations for girls while the semifinal bouts are going on. And then fourth round consolations for boys at 2 o'clock along with the 7th and 8th place bouts, and second round consolations for girls as well at 2 o'clock. And then back at 4 with the championship and consolation finals for both boys and girls as we move on here for PIAA West Region Girls and WPIAL championships for boys. So again, we're going to have a break of approximately 30 minutes. We'll come back a little bit before noon, 2 or 3 minutes prior before we start the semifinal action. So give us a chance to catch our breath a little bit. We will do that. So, again, come back. We'll be back right around 11:55, let's say, for the action that starts at noon. So come back with us, whether you're listening online at WJPA.com or greensports.net or wherever you may be, WJPA 1450 AM in Washington or WJPA.com as well. Regardless, back in about 25 minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.